Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. My guest believes that 99% of all sicknesses and diseases can be reversed if you change your eating habits. Would you like to find out? Yes. Now, I'm with my good friend, Dr. Michael Brown. Mike, how long have we known each other?
We became friends in 1984.
That's a long time, whatever that
33
is.
Years. 33
and,
years.
And I remember your wife saying, I am so worried about my husband. He could eat pizza 3 meals a day. Could you really?
Listen, I taught at a Bible school on Long Island from 83 to 87, and 2 miles from the school was one of the best New York pizzas I ever ate at in my life. We estimated at that pizzeria I had 3,000 slices of pizza in 4 years at one pizzeria.
Were you, now, if someone had walked up to you back then, and your wife probably did, and said, Mike, are you addicted to food? What would you have said?
No, of course. I was addicted to drugs before I was saved. I was shooting heroin and using LSD and crazy lifestyle. I was addicted to the needle. But no, I wasn't addicted to food. Although, if you pressed me about it and said, don't have pizza for a week, I probably would have gotten the shakes. And if you said, you can't have chocolate. Listen, I used to have Oreos for breakfast when I was a boy growing up. I had chocolate almost every day of my life for years. And if I went without it, it would be withdrawal. But I didn't connected to being addicted, you know, chocolate, because I'm a man of God.
Were you addicted?
Of course I was addicted. I was a slave to it.
3 years ago, describe what your health and weight was.
All right. I was pushing hard in ministry. I was going for it. I was working out, but I weighed 275 pounds. My blood pressure was 149 over 103. My cholesterol was as high as 230. The good was low. The bad was high. I had 3 to 4 headaches a week, constant lower back pain, drained, tired all the time, severe sleep apnea, needed a breathing machine. Anywhere I traveled around the world, had to have that. And I was getting worn out. And I remember sitting with Nancy for the first time in my life, because at this point I was 59 years old. For the first point ever, I said, I'm getting tired thinking about the future, because knowing I couldn't wait for tomorrow, I couldn't wait for next year. I was getting worn out, and it was all due to years of unhealthy eating.
What would you say pushed this dramatic? I mean, I still can't get over that. I 33 years I've known him. I saw him seated in the back there. I wouldn't even have recognized him, really. Now, if he opened his mouth and talked, I would have. But how much weight did you lose?
I lost 95 pounds in less than 8 months, not by dieting, but by changing my lifestyle dramatically. Blood pressure went from 149 over 103 down to 100 over 65. Cholesterol went down from 230 to 123. The good is now where it's supposed to be. The bad's where it's supposed to be. Haven't had a headache in 2.5+ years. No lower back pain. No more breathing machine. My immune system is strong. Energy level totally off the charts, and this was by God's grace. God broke through. God helped me to make a radical change. And Sid, if he could help me, trust me, he could help anybody.
This is hard for me to believe. When I think of my friend Dr. Brown, I see him as a champion of standing up for the Word of God. And yet, he reached a breaking point in which he cried like a baby. We'll be right back.
I was afraid of the supernatural until I started watching your TV program and since doing your mentoring study guide and DVD. Now the fear has gone, and I do believe I have received an impartation from God.
SidRoth.org/praise.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Okay, Mike, I'm going to take you to that day, September 9th, 2014.
All right, let me give you the background. I had been crying out to God. Nancy had been crying out to God. We didn't know it, but we were both praying for my diet, my health. And I said, you know, I'm a man of God. I'm a serious servant of the Lord, and yet I'm overweight. I'm obese. This is not right. I got to that breaking point. August 24th, we started a new lifestyle. Nancy said, just eat what I give you. That meant getting rid of all the foods I'd eaten all my life, getting rid of the addictions, and then it meant eating foods I would have paid you money to avoid in the past. But the amazing thing is, when you change what you feed your taste buds, they change as well. So I make the break, 3 days of miserable withdrawal. It was harder for me to give up chocolate than to give up heroin. I remember on the third night, I was crying out to God. I said, Jesus, you were so real for me. You set me free from heroin. I didn't need it. I said, surely the power of the Spirit is more powerful than the power of peanut M&Ms. And that's when I broke through. The third night. Okay, so I'm doing good now. I'm eating the new food. I'm starting to feel different. I'm starting to lose weight. I'm doing well. I'm into this 2.5 weeks now, Sid. I'm not feeling deprived anymore, because normally with our diets, we mess up because we just cut back on the bad stuff instead of cutting it out. So the addictions are still there, and we're craving all the time, and we're always wanting. Our body's programmed to want more. I'm free from that. I came home from radio one day, took a nap, and then had to go teach a night class at our Bible school. And I really wanted something sweet. And I thought, that's good. Fruit. That's what the sweet tooth is for. Fruits. And I was now loving fruits. In the old days, Nancy would send me to the store and say, hey, could you get some stuff? She'd have to describe the fruit to me because I didn't know what it was. When I got a...
You knew what a pepperoni pizza was.
Oh, yeah. But. Well, I didn't have the pepperoni, but extra cheese, you bet. And I knew what Ben and Jerry's Super Fudge New York ice cream was. I knew. But when I started eating healthily, I'd send her a picture. I said, what are these? She says, they're blackberries. They're good. Eat them. I said, okay, great. I'll eat them. So I thought, I need fruit. That's it. Well, there's no fruit in the house for some reason. But I was craved. I felt funny. So I go to the store, just a convenience store at a gas station. Maybe they have, no, they don't have any fruit. What am I going to do? The fruit juices, they have sugar in it. I don't want to have any sugar. I finally find something that looks healthy. I think, okay, I'm going to have this. But I thought, I can't live like this. Well, you're never going to have a slice of pizza the rest of your life. You're never going to have chocolate the rest of your life. You're going to have fruits the rest of it. I hit my breaking point, Sid. Here I'm about to teach a night class, and I feel the weight of this coming down. I can't do it. And literally, I'm sitting in my car, and I start crying like a baby. Literally 2 minutes before the class, I can't, God, I can't live like this the rest of my life, and no pizza, no chocolate, no just fruit and veg. I can't do it. Crying like a baby. And two things were happening. One, I was at the end of myself. I was literally going through this. And I thought, this is good, because this means grace is kicking in, because you can't do it. On the other side, the flip side, I was watching myself laughing as it was happening. I wiped the tears from my eyes. I got in to teach. And that was the last night I had a struggle. It has been easy. There has been grace. And there's a supernatural anointing. Listen, why do we just think of it in other areas? Why do we think of it just getting free from pornography or free from drug addiction or free from alcoholism, even free from depression? Why can't we get free from bad habits and strongholds and addictions? And Sid, I honestly believe for every one person who receives a miracle of healing by God's grace, 100 can receive a miracle of healing if they change their lifestyles. God put healthy stuff and he gave it to us. And if we eat it, it's life transforming.
Why would you say food is so addictive?
All right, listen, we need food to live. That's the first thing. So I was on a plane the other day and they come offering me this. No, I don't want. I'm sitting there, right? They right at my face. Do you want? How about this? They come with the best looking chocolate cake I've ever seen on a plane. And they put it right on my nose. Would you like this? Are you sure? Well, you don't have that. When I got free from drugs, people weren't coming up to me with cocaine and putting it in my nose. Would you like it? So there's a difference, okay? So we need food to live. And our standard American diet is deadly. It has all kinds of junk in it. You know, when you have those potato chips, the salt makes you want to have another one. Oreos actually have addictive qualities in them. A study was done by researchers. I read the study where they addicted rats to Oreo cookies and to cocaine to see which was a more powerful addiction, which they would create, and they wanted both equally. So there's stuff in the food that's addictive, and then we have a lifestyle that's just built around us. We have a gluttonous lifestyle. You go to the restaurants, and what do they serve? Would you like death by chocolate for dessert? You know, the portions are massive, and we're much more sedentary. So it's just, it's kind of a perfect storm of bad things coming together. And a lot of us have not learned good eating habits over our lives, and then the fast food lifestyle. And then as Christians, what do?
Well, we don't commit the sins of the world, right? We don't get drunk. We don't get on and sleep around. But we eat. Everything we do
is
around food.
Gluttony.
It's gluttony.
Okay, how about your wife? How did she go along with this? She had her own problems.
She changed first. Overweight paralyzed Nancy. And listen, women lose weight differently. They relate to weight differently. They go through pregnancy, different things. And some women, you know, they say, look, I look at food and I gained 5 pounds just when I look at it. So she was paralyzed by being overweight. She hated it. She didn't want to leave the house. She was just embarrassed. And here she was, probably a little over 200 pounds and just not even 5'3" tall. So it bothered her all the time. She had aches and pains, was tired, and she thought, something is seriously the matter. And she had binge dieted before. She'd do a radical diet and lose 60, 70 pounds, and then her hair would start to fall out, and she'd feel terrible, and then she'd panic, and she'd start to eat again. And for her, she just said she was a glutton. She loved to eat, and she would just eat more and eat more and eat more. And she had different tastes than I did, but she just poured it in. So she realized, I have to change. Something has to change. And she cried out to God, and she'd read about nutrition for years and years and years and understood things and knew that when she just ate vegetables only, something was missing. And she began to read one doctor, read his stuff, and thought, this makes sense. And she made the change herself. And when she made the change, it was dramatic. Her whole life changed dramatically.
How much weight did she lose?
She went from a little over 200 pounds to 115 pounds. This was thinner than when I met her when we were both 19 years old.
You know, I found out about what you were doing, and I decided that I would do the same thing. I didn't do it to lose weight. That was not my personal objective, although it wouldn't hurt. But I did it for health reasons. My blood pressure was sky high, and I was taking a blood pressure pill, and I was praying for all I was worth, trust me, but it kept going up after the maximum dosage of pill, so I had to take another pill. I didn't take it, but I knew I had to because it just kept inching up and up and up. And so I did what Mike did, and in, would you believe, in 1 week, my blood pressure went to normal. I didn't need the second pill. And would you believe in 1 month, I was taking that one pill, I cut it in half. And would you believe, I'm believing that in another month, I won't have to even have half of that pill. So, I mean, you made me a believer in 1 week. You're getting letters of people that are weeping when they get this revelation you got, that are their whole lives are being transformed. Do you get many of these?
Oh, it's amazing. On a regular basis, Nancy and I are hearing from people. Some of them have been desperate, and they're changing. You know, one woman said, look, I was not going to be here for my 4 kids. I'm a type 2 diabetic. I have all these health issues. My mother died young, and I was going to die young, and you have given me back my life. I mean, and they're off diabetes medication. It's just amazing, amazing stories.
Okay, I'll tell you what. When we come back, I want to get some clues how to get rid of those strongholds, because guess what? Just about everyone I'm speaking to is dealing with it.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Call now to get Dr. Michael Brown's life-changing book, Breaking the Stronghold of Food, and his four-part audio CD teaching set, Dr. Brown Coaches You to Healthy Living, which is exclusive to our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9472. In this brand-new life-changing book, Dr. Brown and his wife Nancy share their own story of how God propelled them into a life of healthy living. Through this book, you will understand 10 ways to know if you are a food addict, scientific proof that food can be as addicting as heroin. God can set you free from food addictions. 8 ways to change your mind about food and what you can be eating. 10 divine keys to a new way of life. This is not a medical book, a nutritional book, a diet book, or a recipe book. It is a book that will help you break the strongholds of food in your life. As a result of this powerful lifestyle change, Dr. Michael Brown lost 95 pounds in under 8 months. His blood pressure went down from 149 over 103 down to 105 over 65. His cholesterol went from a high of 230 down to 123. He would get a headache 3 to 4 times a week. Now they are totally gone. His chronic lower back pain is totally vanished. Plus, you will receive Dr. Brown's 4-part audio CD teaching set, Dr. Brown Coaches You to Healthy Living, which is exclusive to our It's Supernatural audience. The very first CD includes Sid Roth's candid interview with both Dr. Brown and his wife Nancy regarding their lifestyle change. Dr. Brown actually coaches you on how to begin and sustain this God-given way of living where you will be healthier than you've ever been in your whole life and reverse the effects of sickness and disease in your body. Included on this CD is Dr. Brown and Nancy praying for the power of God's Spirit to come upon you. Sid Roth says, I have cut my medication for blood pressure down from 100 milligrams to 25 milligrams in 1 month's time. Don't miss out on getting Dr. Michael Brown's life-changing book, Breaking the Stronghold of Food, and his 4-part audio CD teaching set, Dr. Brown Coaches You to Healthy Living, which is exclusive to our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9472. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9472 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Okay, Mike, you did not know you were addicted to food. In fact, you would have challenged anyone to the limit if they said you're a food addict. How can someone know if they're a food addict?
Yeah, well, there are a number of things you can look at. One is, if you know that you'll be healthier, more vibrant, live longer if you change your diet, and yet you won't. That shows you're a food addict. If you have secret stashes where you hide food, or you eat things when no one's watching you, or the unhealthy things, that's an indication. If you don't have a certain food for several days or a week, that you actually go through some kind of withdrawal, headaches or something like that. Or just the thought, if I say, hey, how about cutting this out of your diet for a while? The thought of that makes you shaky. I mean, those are signs that you're addicted. And it's a good place to start, to say, God, I confess to you that I'm a food addict. And see, when I used to hear people say I'm a recovering drug addict, I thought, I don't buy that. I'm free. I didn't relate to it. I probably judged them. But I live as if I'm a recovering food addict because I know if I open the door, if I play with the thing, it could just pull me back in. I was in Israel doing a tour recently, and a woman told me that she had been completely free from chocolate for 6 years. That was an issue in her life, and sugar in general. And someone persuaded her, it won't hurt you to have one piece of dark chocolate. She did it, and she's been addicted ever since. So we start, God, I confess to you that I'm a food addict. We make it plain, and then we come up with a plan. It's not just a matter of resolve and willpower. We ask God for his grace, and then we come up with a plan. We've got to look at all the bad stuff we're eating and cut it out of our diet. Some say, okay, just reduce it until you get rid of it. For me, it was a matter of just get rid of it in one day. But either way, you've got to get rid of the bad. Don't cut it back, cut it out. And then you eat super healthy foods. I have massive salads every day, and they are...
I have seen your salad, and trust me, it looks so big, I don't know how you get it down.
Yeah, it's massive, it's wonderful.
Yeah, but a salad, you don't like that, you like pizza.
Yeah, well, I thoroughly enjoy it. Massive salad.
You're not saying that. You really do thoroughly enjoy it. I know you do because I have the same.
Yeah, yeah. And I take it takes half hour, 45 minutes to eat. You get to enjoy it. And
I haven't mastered that yet. I still eat mine fast.
Yeah, all right. But that's you're getting there. You're getting there.
Okay.
So the thing is, though, you don't feel stuffed afterwards. It's amazing. I have good portions of fruit, especially berries, which I never ate before. Those are super healthy. And I'll have a little grilled meat once a week, but I don't even need it. Some weeks I completely forget about it. And then there are all kinds of healthy recipes. I'm the kind of person that can enjoy the same foods day after day. A lot of people aren't like that. There are amazingly healthy soups you can make. There are amazingly healthy veggie burgers you can make. There's something called pasta made from beans, bean pasta and organic red sauce. And I have that and it's delicious to me. And I used to pray, God, help me to love broccoli as much as the way I love chocolate. And as I ate the chocolate, nothing happened. But when I got rid of the chocolate and started eating the broccoli, things changed. It's really amazing. And there are online recipes, there are websites, YouTube, where folks show you how to cook in a healthy way. If folks will do it, they come up with a plan and they pray for grace, they can be transformed.
Well, it's wonderful that it transforms you physically. It's wonderful that you're going to be around longer. But how did this affect you spiritually?
Well, first, it's amazing to be free. Every day, it's a revelation. And then, look, people didn't come to me and attack me for being overweight. I was a big guy. I worked out. Maybe I got away with it. But I felt lousy about it. It bothered me all the time. It bothered me when I was praying. I just felt this is not right. It literally weighed me down. Now I have wings. You know what I'm saying? You just want to fly. You want to run. And that's how you feel spiritually. And then with your mind sharper, with your energy more, it's just you're much more vibrant in God. And I feel like whatever I'm coming up against, there's nothing that stands in the way because of this new lifestyle. And I know I'm living the way God created us to live. So spiritually, it's energizing. And then again, I'm not bound. I'm not a slave to, my stomach is not my God. It's a wonderful way to live. It's a wonderful way to feel.
You and your wife firmly believe that 99% of diseases can be reversed on this type of a lifestyle. What are specifics you're aware of that have been reversed from, and what do you, would you call this, a plant-based?
Yeah, plant-based, right, so that you're relying on nature, plant, fruit-based, and things like that, healthy nuts and seeds, and, you know, in moderation. So, for sure, I mean, this is documented. Don't listen to me on this. Listen to the nutritionists and the scientists on this. But heart disease can be reversed. The hardening of the arteries, that can be reversed.
So you don't have to have Alzheimer's when you're older.
Yeah. Okay. So something else. It's been demonstrated that healthy diet like this, a healthy plant-based diet, and then exercise with it, that's a great antidote for mental diseases as you get older as well. I mean, I was just reading a whole book about that, just about the mind and the brain. I thought, I'm doing, because of reading the book, what can you do to have your brain even sharper, clearer as you're getting older? I thought, I'm doing everything in the book for the first time in my life. Type 2 diabetes completely reversed. And look, let's be frank, so much of our back pain, so much of our knee pain is from being overweight, and God is gracious and may heal, but a lifestyle change can just alleviate so much.
Our time is slipping away, and people say when they hear you speak on this subject that there is a supernatural presence when you teach on this subject. Would you pray, not a natural prayer, a supernatural prayer against these strongholds that people have with food addiction?
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray right now for a Holy Spirit of resolve to rise up in people, your people, to say, I'm an overcomer. I'm not a slave to food. My stomach is not my God. I'm a child of God. I'm free. I'm liberated. Lord, I pray that you'll give them vision and hope that they can change. I pray you put long-term determination within them that they can live differently. I pray, oh God, that all the grace you've given to me that has so transformed me and the resolve and the determination that you would give to them. And we declare freedom from unhealthy living, freedom from unhealthy eating, freedom from food addiction, lasting, lifelong freedom in the name of Jesus.
As Dr. Michael Brown would tell you, if he can do it, but I'm going to add to it, and if I can do it, you can do it too.
What if you could be the healthiest you've been in years, or maybe your whole life, reversing some of life's most threatening diseases? You could find yourself more vibrant at 60 than you were at 40. You could be fit and trim, having tons more energy for your family, your friends, your job, your ministry, your hobbies, and your life, not to mention for your Lord. You would never feel bloated or stuffed and never feel bad about what you ate. What if you weren't ashamed of the way you look? What if you could do all this simply by changing your relationship with food? God has shown Dr. Michael Brown how to marry the natural with supernatural healthy living.
I was the poster boy for unhealthy eating. I used to have Oreos for breakfast. If God could change my palate, He could change anybody's palate.
Call now to get Dr. Michael Brown's life-changing book, Breaking the Stronghold of Food, and his four-part audio CD teaching set, Dr. Brown Coaches You to Healthy Living, which is exclusive to our rich supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9472. In this brand new life-changing book, Dr. Brown and his wife Nancy share their own story of how God propelled them into a life of healthy living. Through this book, you will understand 10 ways to know if you are a food addict, scientific proof that food can be as addicting as heroin, God can set you free from food addictions, 8 ways to change your mind about food and what you can be eating, 10 divine keys to a new way of life. This is not a medical book, a nutritional book, a diet book, or a recipe book. It is a book that will help you break the strongholds of food in your life. As a result of this powerful lifestyle change, Dr. Michael Brown lost 95 pounds in under 8 months. His blood pressure went down from 149 over 103 down to 105 over 65. His cholesterol went from a high of 230 down to 123. He would get a headache 3 to 4 times a week. Now they are totally gone. His chronic lower back pain is totally vanished. He was healed of a 15-year bout with sleep disorder.
I lost 95 pounds in a little under 8 months, only eating the good and healthy stuff. And it's not just the weight loss. My whole life has been radically, dramatically revitalized. I feel like a brand new man. I'm actually getting younger as I'm getting older.
Plus, you will receive Dr. Brown's four-part audio CD teaching set, Dr. Brown Coaches You to Healthy Living, which is exclusive to our rich supernatural audience. The very first CD includes Sid Roth's candid interview with both Dr. Brown and his wife Nancy regarding their lifestyle change. Dr. Brown actually coaches you on how to begin and sustain this God-given way of living where you will be healthier than you've ever been in your whole life and reverse the effects of sickness and disease in your body. Included on this CD is Dr. Brown and Nancy praying for the power of God's Spirit to come upon you. A professional psychologist is now recommending this book to his patients. Another person shares that he no longer needs his diabetes medication after just 1 month. Still another lost 30 pounds in just 2 months. Sid Roth says, I have cut my medication for blood pressure down from 100 milligrams to 25 milligrams in 1 month's time. Don't miss out on getting Dr. Michael Brown's life-changing book, Breaking the Stronghold of Food, and his four-part audio CD teaching set, Dr. Brown Coaches You to Healthy Living, which is exclusive to our rich supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9472. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9472 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural. I was talking to my friend Jesse Duplantis, and Jesse said, you know, how would your people like to be sitting in a seat and Jesus were to walk up and answer every question you have? Well, he says that's what happens to him, and he says he wants to teach you to do it.